This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Is there a wider economic effect when China runs its stock market like a conductor runs an orchestra? From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. But first, the United States, where this summer the housing market has decidedly warmed up. We're getting the June report on new home sales today, which is expected to be up strongly for the month. Earlier in the week, we learned that sales of existing homes rose to levels not seen since early 2007. Home prices are rising steadily as well, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
The housing markets hit multiple best since the housing crisis benchmarks recently. Most homes sold, most price appreciation for people selling their homes, and fewest foreclosures for sale. Darren Bloomquist at RealtyTrack says investors are leaving the market, leaving more room for regular folks buying a home to live in.
More of these buyers using low down payment are coming back, and that includes the traditional first-time home buyers who've never bought a home before. It also includes boomerang buyers. They're people who lost their home during the last housing crisis, and they're not coming back to the market.
Bloomquist says this gives home builders confidence, and they'll be breaking ground on more houses and condos in coming months. But
I think this market is still very interest rate sensitive and fragile, and if we see interest rates go up, this kind of boom we're seeing in the first half of the year could quickly disintegrate.
Mortgage rates are low right now, but borrowing costs could start rising as the Fed tightens interest rate policy. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
It was a down day for volatile Chinese stocks. The CSI 300 in Shanghai fell 1.75%. The Hang Seng in Hong Kong fell more than 1%. And on these last points, let's turn to our analyst here many a Friday, Christopher Lo, chief economist at FTN Financial in New York. Chris, what do these numbers from the Chinese markets tell you?
It's hard to know what to make of it because the Chinese government has thrown so much firepower at propping it up. They've put together a fund from Chinese state-owned banks of almost $500 billion to buy shares, all, of course, in an effort to reverse the big drop in equities earlier this month.
So government intervention in the stock market is putting it mildly. But what did I see here today? The International Monetary Fund is looking askance at this.
This all goes back to an effort that's been ongoing for a couple of years in China. They would like very much to have the yuan recognized as a reserve currency. And there's a whole lot of things they have to do before they get there. So when China did all that it did to prop up the stock market, the IMF objected last night. They, in fact, asked China to reverse everything they've done and let the stock market float.
And this comes at a time when some international investors, some big ones, are feeling a little bit bearish about the future of China.
Just yesterday, there was a big splash when Ray Dalio, he runs Bridgewater Associates, it's the biggest hedge fund in the world, turned negative on China. Dalio had been a big proponent of Chinese investment, but he said the huge drop in the stock market in July is going to cast a pall over economic growth. We just got some economic data last night. It's the preliminary July manufacturing activity index, and it was down at a 15-month low. So Mr. Dalio might have a point.
All right, we'll have to see. Christopher Lo at FTN Financial, thanks for the briefing.
Thank you.
As we've been reporting this morning, Anthem Health Insurance Company, known for the Blue Cross brand, has agreed to merge with one of its biggest rivals, Cigna. This would form, if regulators approve, the biggest health insurance company in the country. The deal's worth $54 billion. Checking now, Anthem stock is down 2.3%. Cigna is down 5.6%. And a key regulator of medicines in Europe is recommending approval of a vaccine against malaria, even though studies show the shot works less than a third of the time and its effectiveness eventually fades. Mosquirix is made by GlaxoSmithKline. President Obama is in East Africa today, where he consults with his counterparts on fighting regional terrorism. He's also part of a global entrepreneurship summit in Kenya's capital, Nairobi. Kenyan businesses have been preparing, reminding the world early and often about the president's family connection there. As Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports, this could help tourism.
I caught David Mariah of Nairobi's Capital Limo Services on the way to the airport. He's busy picking up visiting dignitaries and people arriving for the conference.
I've been having so many clients coming in.
His fleet is booked solid, and he says he'll make enough money in the next few days to pay salaries for the next 3 months. Kenyan tour operators are banking on those who won't go home right away.
We've seen like a 40% increase in business and also in inquiries.
Hamadi Dorogi works for Wildcat Adventure Safaris, which, like many Kenyan tour companies, offers a safari with a stop in the hometown of the president's father. Smaller vendors are flooding the capital with Obama-themed T-shirts, hats, and posters. They're hoping the president's visit will bring back tourists frightened away by recent terrorist attacks.
If the president of the United States is going to be here, it's going to be proof enough that Kenya is very, very safe.
Hoping the Obama boost will last long after the president's departure. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
And the big alcoholic beverages company Diageo is being investigated by the SEC for possibly manipulating its sales figures in creative ways. As the Wall Street Journal first reported, Diageo may have sent extra crates of liquor to distributors in the U.S. in order to make its numbers appear better to investors. Diageo is under pressure as consumers switch away from flavored vodkas like those in its Smirnoff line. There's a shift toward brown liquors, your whiskeys and bourbons. Diageo has confirmed the SEC investigation and says it's cooperating. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.